It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Gentlemen, please rest your sphincters.
Well, quiet, please. Observe strange sound.
I'm John McCain, and I approve this message.
Exactly.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Here's our phone number, 877-36. Thank you, Chad. That's good. Yeah,
excited
to do that.
When I clap, you yell at me.
Well, it's because you clap when I'm trying to make a statement.
That was to emphasize the statement.
877-365. Yes. 3636. I think I'll do the rest of the show just like this.
Like, do it like Tim Gunn right. When he's being quiet.
We are. We got a bunch of things going here. We've got all the Buzz Babes in here. Want to thank Carmen Hart for coming on the show. Also, yes. Brian Posehn, and especially our good friends Big Owen Dukes from the Midday Show.
Thank you, Mike.
Yay.
Here at WJFK in Washington D.C. Hopefully, coming to a theater near you in your town. I would love to see that happen, and I want to cut, guys, if it does, because
done.
I say that every time you come on this show. I think it should happen. We have Lynn. We have Kara from the Junkettes.
Right.
We have McKetsey. We have Anne-Marie. And I guess the rest of the Buzz Babes are AWOL right now.
They're, you know what? They're out making mischief.
Now, what we're going to try to do, this could be seriously the train wreck of train wrecks.
Oh, I don't know.
I haven't done a trial run on this game, but we might try to play Family Feud.
Yeah.
We'll have to divvy.
Buzz Babe Feud.
We'll divvy up. We'll have the teams, and we'll see what happens. But before we do that, we have to talk movies. And let's welcome the Baltimore City Paper, all the way up where Fantasy's nightclub is.
Yes.
It's Joe McLeod. Joe, you don't know what you're missing here today.
Wait, no, I do. I've been listening, and I would like to express my regret that I'm not there.
Yes.
Well said.
McLeod.
Yes. Well,
Rob, are you picking on Joe again?
No, are you?
I am, yes.
Okay.
You guys all have slurred hearing.
Joe, last week we had a lot of movies. This week, only a couple that I know of. What did you get a chance to see this week, and what do you like, and what don't you like?
Well, let's go back just a week, because you tell me to take one for the team, to do something for you guys.
Mm-hmm.
I went and saw Mamma Mia. We don't even have to talk about it. I just want to let you know.
What are you doing?
I saw it for you guys.
Mamma
okay?
Mia.
Okay.
Now, Mamma Mia came out, what, 3 years ago? Is
I
that what it was?
I don't recall asking him to do it. No. I think he might have done it on his own.
I think he probably wanted to see Meryl Streep and Mamma Mia, and it probably got him excited. I mean, what's the deal?
Okay, it did. It got me a little excited.
So how did you like it?
I'm not gonna lie.
You know, it's been in theaters a while. Probably doesn't matter what your review is, but what did you think?
No, it doesn't. I just wanted to let you know I saw it for you.
And did you like it?
No.
Okay, good. Thank you. What's coming out this weekend?
This weekend we got The Mummy, Tomb of the Dragon Emperor, and we've got Swing Vote.
Are you okay? You've been sprinting or something like that? What's going on? You sound a little out of breath. Did you just run up a flight of stairs?
Or are you just really enjoying the show?
I've been...
Incidentally, here at WJFK in Washington, D.C., a lovely sign posted over the men's urinal.
Yeah, who put that?
I don't know. But it made me laugh out loud.
I'm not going to observe that rule.
No J-O-ing is what it said. That's it. Can I say
remember, no J-O.
Yes, remember that.
Sorry.
So did you
see... letters in my name.
Yeah, that's right.
Ouch.
Joe...
You sound sweaty.
Oddball McLeod.
Yeah, he does sound sweaty.
Are you sweating right now?
No, I've been paying bills on the internet, so that's why I'm sweating.
Oh, I swear to God, I always lose my breath when I do that. Joe, how did you like The Mummy? What do you think of it?
It was crap. It was just, grind them out, special effects. Story made no sense. It was boring. It was incomprehensible.
Is Brendan Fraser dreamy?
He is ripped.
What if you are good. What if you are the type of movie viewer who absolutely goes bat-ass over the CGI?
I don't think I'd be real impressed by this film. It's all the stuff that we've all seen before.
Like even the abominable snowmen, those don't turn you on at all?
Yeah, man, you are lisping a lot today, Mike.
What do you mean? Listening a lot or lisping? Lisping a lot? Oh, okay, I was just saying that.
I heard there's a dragon in this movie.
So how many dollars do you give this film?
I'm giving it two.
$2
well, that's the
out
lowest
of $10. That's terrible.
Yeah, that's a cable movie.
What's the next big one that's coming out?
Swing Vote with Kevin Costner. Basically a... He's basically...
Right there.
Oh, yeah.
Is that me?
I'm sorry, Joe. We're just trying to have a little fun, folks. Do a little bit of radio show. What, yeah. McKenzie?
We need some bottles throw away.
Okay, yeah. Do we have an empty bottle? No, they're all full.
Well, someone's not trying hard enough.
Not trying, friends.
My cup is empty.
Swing Vote. I was talking to Buzz about this film earlier. Mm-hmm. I think it's important to note, just for accuracy, that we've got Kevin Costner, mm-hmm. who has been rumored to be a Republican, and you have... Kelsey Grammer, who's done a lot of George Bush functions here in Washington.
Right.
And you've got, this was the biggest surprise, Dennis Hopper, who
right.
apparently is also a right-winger. And I'm curious whether the movie has any particular political slant with those guys in the lead roles.
No, no slant. It's just, you know, Kevin Costner is your everyman, but he's really just more of a dumbass. I just kept thinking about, you know, the Get Her Done guy being in the lead role.
When I saw trailers for this film, the first thing that jumped out at me, lack of any kind of plausibility. I mean, this is not a real scenario. Does this movie have anything going for it at all?
Not really. It's what you've seen before. Kevin Costner's just trying to be Jimmy Stewart. He's just trying to, you know, he's just trying to be that incredibly decent American.
They're trying to position the movie as a Capra-esque comedy. Any success at all in that effort?
No, not at all. It's a pale imitation. And quite frankly, given what's going on in the real world of politics right now, who's going to go see this movie? Who cares?
I don't know. It just seemed to me it might be relevant because of the fact that we're in the middle of a presidential campaign.
Chad's already bought his ticket.
Yeah,
so.
I know.
Chad, are you going to see it? Seriously?
I love Kevin Costner. He could be taking a deuce for 2 hours. I'd go see it.
Really?
And I love that guy.
How do you like Dances with Wolves?
It was amazing. I liked Waterworld.
You know what? I don't mind Waterworld either. I swear to God. Waterworld.
Hopper's in that one too.
Waterworld was so eviscerated, but
I didn't mind
Waterworld at all. It wasn't that bad
right.
a movie. I mean, you know, it's got a lot going on, and I am also a Kevin Costner fan, unless, here's the little caveat mm-hmm. here, unless he does a dialect. Robin Hood was a joke.
Oh, no.
A complete...
Wait a minute.
Oh, come
what
on.
What about... I like his British accent.
Pipe down, Hack. What about Hans Gruber as the Sheriff of Nottingham from Die Hard? Come on, man. Alan Rickman?
But Alan
you
Rickman,
love him.
Alan Rickman's fine. I'm talking about the
Costner.
One thing. Costner's dialect. And also in JFK.
Yeah, he was.
Costner's dialect. He tried to do it as an accent, and it's just not going to work. Untouchables.
Field of Dreams.
Tin Cup.
He's been in some sickening films.
Played the corpse in The Big Chill.
Costner. He pulls a knife, you pull a gun. He puts one of yours in the hospital, you put one of his in the morgue.
Maybe he just
That's the Chicago way.
Maybe he needs to find a better dialect to do. You like, think, what if he did,
I just
like
think,
Irish?
Look, I think Kevin Costner was a major star, and he was it rose very quickly, and he thought that he could do more things than he should have done. Mm. You know, he almost falls into that Tom Cruise category, where there are a few things Tom Cruise has done where you're like, you know, you're stretching it a little bit thin. Incidentally, when is that German movie with Tom Cruise going to come out? I'm curious about that. Anybody know about that? Do you know about that, Joe?
It's been held up. They had to reshoot big parts of it. I heard it was coming out in December.
Yeah, Tom there was Cruise. A major plot hole. The way they had filmed it, the Germans won.
I like Costner. Rumor has it.
Rumor has it. Which one was that? I'm trying
oh, that's
to think.
When it's based on The Graduate. They find out the
yes.
whole thing is based on The Graduate.
I like Kevin Costner. A little movie we call Fandango.
I say Kevin Costner makes as many movies as he wants. Just keep him off talk shows. Is there a bigger waste of time
yeah.
than
he is a bag
him on a,
of water
him
on talk shows?
Did you see the website that was dedicated to getting a picture of Kevin Costner reading the website? That was what the entire existence
God.
Was. And then they actually got him to take a picture of himself reading the website, and he sent it into the website.
Oh, did he really?
That story is useless, but I just was curious if
I
you
bet
saw
he needed
it.
Help accessing the website.
Probably I remember a long time ago, I think I don't even remember where it was. It might have been New Orleans, Louisiana, where there was some post party for some function. I swear to God, this mm-hmm. is how little it meant. And I belly up to the bar. Shocker.
Really?
And it's after, it might have been after a prize fight, and in walks Mr. Costner.
He said, I'll have a Sprite and
look. He was there with that woman who ended up being his current wife, and a very, very lovely blonde woman, and there he was. And I remember walking up to him and saying, I was really cool. I was trying to be really cool. I walked up to Kevin Costner, and what did I say? Oh, I remember. I walked up to him, and I'm 2 feet away from him, and I said, I love you, I love you, I love you. I do. So, Joe, so that movie sucks, right?
Yeah, I give it it's a 5. It's harmless.
All right, we had Carmen Hart on the show. Have you seen any good porn lately?
No.
Mm-hmm.
Of either right. kind?
No, man, I'm in Baltimore. I just go to fantasy.
All right, so that's it. Just the two movies this
for
week?
For 5 seconds, I'm just curious. How many dollars for Mamma Mia since you saw it?
For Mamma Mia?
Yeah, quickly.
$2.
$2.
$2. Thanks a lot, Joe. We will talk to you again.
Gentlemen.
Thank you very much.
Bye-bye.
Have a good week.
Yes, wow. That's Joe McCloud.
That was quick. Is that it?
Well, Joe McCloud was breathing too much. As far as
damn really, him. What was up with that?
Hey, let's bring Beth Ann in. She's a fan.
Well, that's good.
Beth
we
Ann,
need some more people in
let's,
here.
Let's bring Joe McCloud in. And well, Beth Ann's got to come in because we're going to try to play the Family Feud.
Yeah.
What's your take on that guy? But he goes hot and cold. What is it? Is he? Does he melt down?
Because
does he
he's
get
breathing,
nervous?
You're going to take it out. No,
excuse me. There's breathing, and then there's.
Maybe he has asthma.
He sounds like a nervous caller.
This is the type of call you get when you call.
I take smoke breaks during the show. I have COPD.
When you call one of your boys and you catch him doing, you know, that thing, and he tries to play it off. And you're like, oh, I didn't. Oh, no, man. I'm checking out.
How are you?
He was at work.
You know what's almost better than that,
but he does that for a living.
What's better than that, and I think anybody that has people that call them, like a certain producer calls me early in the morning,
yes,
and occasionally, and one time, I guess in the last month, called me probably 45 minutes before my eyes had even opened, and I am probably the greatest person in the world for faking being awake.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
If you ever really want to know that you have awakened me from an incredibly deep sleep, and I, you know, I sleep reasonable hours. I usually get up at about noon. And
I've never been late to work.
If you ever really want to know that you've awakened me, this is the way I will answer the phone. Hello!
What is it?
Off. I know.
Hello,
I know
how are you? Listen, what are you calling for?
What is it about everyone on this show, if you call them at home, you've never woken them up, and they've never had a drink.
That's right.
Absolutely.
What is it?
We've always been sober. Yeah, I can always tell when you've had a few green bottles.
Yeah, because it's after 7 o'clock at night.
All right, so that's Joe McLeod. I'm just concerned about
like
the man.
Yeah, I like Joe. I think, hey.
Hey, we're all in here.
All right,
thank you. So how are we going to play the Family Feud? How does it work? Are we going to divvy up teams here?
We should.
All right. We're going to have the... All right. Who wants to do this? Let's see.
Oh, jeez.
Nobody raised their hand.
Look, but I'll do it.
Who wants to play?
Look what you gave me. You just... Hold on. Stop the music.
Damn it. I love the music.
You just handed me the effing instructions to a board game.
Okay, hand me the Manuel.
This should be a seamless transition on the radio.
Hand me the Manuel.
All right.
The
Rob,
teams are as follows.
Nothing's going to go wrong here. We have Rob doing the rules.
Yeah.
This is going to be like poker, but listen, you can do better than I am. I do. Go ahead.
How dare you?
I know. Shut up and read the rules.
Beth Ann. Don't get all grabby.
All right. How are we going to play this?
Okay. The teams are as follows. Everyone from McKenzie over is a team. Everyone from Mike over is a team. Because
all right,
they are
so
next
on,
to each other.
But wait. McKenzie starts. So it's going to be McKenzie, Megan, Anne-Marie, Buzz, Allie, and Oscar.
Right.
And it's going to be Mike, Kara, Jesse, Nick, and Chad, and Lynn.
Exactly.
And are we equal? Let me see. Are we equal?
Roughly. If not, it's a difference of one. It makes no difference.
All right.
And it's BYOB Feud 2008. Thank you very much, Beth Ann.
BYOB Feud.
Mike and McKenzie.
Buzz. Hey, Buzz.
Yes?
Buzz, I realize.
What is he doing?
Buzz needs a drink, and he's like waving at Beth Ann.
He's doing
kabuki theater. To get him a beverage. That's intern work.
I'd love a beer as well.
All right.
All right. Because they are at the top of the list, McKenzie and Mike will be team captains.
Do we have seriously, hold on. Do we have interns? What the hell are the interns doing? That's not your job. No, that is not your. That is an intern job.
Yes.
Tell the slacker interns to come in here.
Jim?
Jim is the slacker intern.
Yes.
All right. Although he's patriotic.
Also, are you talking about Jim?
Many a war has been fought under that flag.
I like James. I like James, and I like that shirt. Right. I like that shirt, which I believe he regularly launders.
I like that shirt as much as you do, my friend.
Want a bit on it?
A lot of men have fought and bled for that shirt.
I'll bet. Landfill's wearing a red,
white,
and blue.
A lot of men fought and bled to get that shirt on.
American flag shirt. All right, what are we doing here?
All right, McKenzie and Mike, please come up to the podium because it's time to play BYOB Feud.
Very good.
Yay.
Mr. Burbank needs a beverage, please.
Thank you, Peter. Well done.
Okay, are we ready? Okay, very good.
Hold on a second. Wait. I got to think for a second. Thank you. Very good.
Perfect. All right. Now, are we ready? Mike and McKenzie, when I read the clue...
Oh, I want to read the clues.
But do you want to play or read the clues?
You can't be the
clues.
He's the host.
I want to play and be the host.
All right, then very good.
That's an unfair
Send this
advantage.
Down to Mike.
That's a very...
Yeah, you're going to see the answer. Yeah,
I want to be Louis Anderson.
All right. Who doesn't?
I survey said I have a smelly eye.
Okay, then you need to find another team captain for your team.
All right.
Isn't he gay?
Yeah, I think so.
Louis?
Yes, I think so.
He likes
All right, Rob will be the team captain.
Okay, very good.
All right.
So what we'll do is, I guess, McKenzie and me will each start.
How do we keep the score here?
Why don't you start back up here, Spiewak? You and Oscar, because we're back up at this end of the table, right?
Okay, Oscar, would you like to be a team captain?
Absolutely.
Very
Boobies.
Good.
Boobies!
Team Rob and Team Oscar.
Boobies!
Anne-Marie, how you doing over there? You having a good time? Very good. All right. She says yes.
Mike, I will keep score, but I will have questions that you'll need to fill in, okay?
What?
for the score. Just when I ask you something, you'll answer it.
Okay, I'm ready.
Okay, very good. Now,
right, who's playing first?
It's going to be me and Oscar as the team captains.
Yes.
All right, you read the clue. When we're ready to ring in, we say our name.
Okay.
All right,
okay.
And when you ring in,
you'll be the person, the first person.
My name's longer than everybody else's.
Yes, but Mike will be very fair.
I'm going to be very, very fair here.
Okay, Mike, as soon as someone rings in and says their name, stop reading the clue.
Okay.
And determine who rang in first.
How do you know if somebody's ringing in?
Because
they don't
say
have ringers.
Names. What? We say our names.
We'll shout our names.
Yes.
Okay.
For example, I'll go, Rob.
All right, very good.
Oscar, how will you ring in?
Oscar.
Okay.
Okay, we're ready.
But I thought you actually go one-on-one with individuals in this game.
After you determine who has won the initial round.
Oh, you do.
Remember,
that.
You go up to the podium.
Right.
But we don't have the thing that you hit.
Okay, so and then they go right down the line, and everybody's got to come up with
exactly.
a suggestion.
Exactly. I have mm-hmm. nothing to hit because my wife is at
so
home.
So if you know the answer, you say your name first.
I just want to be left alone. So piss off.
Okay, here we go.
Okay,
that's
who's
great.
Playing up at the podium?
It's Rob and Oscar. Team
Rob and
Rob
Oscar.
And Team
yeah.
Oscar.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, here we go. We're going to play the first round of BYOB Feud for... What? McKenzie, please, please behave. Please. We
I'll be
just
good.
Now we're finally trying
I'm
to get
sorry,
to the
I'll
game. It took so long.
Would you like some cheese with that wine?
Yes. Aww. Please.
All right, very good. Okay. McKenzie has a bad ankle. She's entitled to a little
I
wine.
I have a bad ankle too.
All right. Yes. Of
from being morbidly obese. Had a bad ankle for 20 years and you
right.
don't see me complaining.
Let me see if you explain this to me properly. What we're going to do is we're going to ask the first question.
Right.
And then it goes to whoever's team got the higher answer, right?
No,
right.
No, then we go to the call.
What call?
What?
Oh, you
I
effer.
Was just messing with you.
You effer. I
think we got it. We got it. We got it.
Shut the hell up. All right, Chad, dude.
Sorry.
I like Chad when he's got diarrhea. He comes and just throws a few grenades on the show today.
Come on. Eighth time with the Buzz Babes in here. I thought we were pals, you and I. Jesus.
Labia. All right. Ladies and gentlemen, here we go. We're going to play the first round of the feud. And I don't do any impression except for Gene Wood.
Gene Wood.
Let's play the family feud. Yeah. All right. Rob Spiewak.
Team Rob and Team Oscar at the podium.
We asked 2,000 people.
100.
Now, why do you say 100?
Because it's 100 people.
Is it always 100 people?
Yeah. Always has been, always will be.
So, I mean, that total of the eight answers would add up to a total of 100.
Mm-hmm. It depends how many answers are on the board. How many answers are on the board? You say we
there are eight.
Okay, you say we surveyed 100 people. The top eight answers are on the board. Here's the question.
What do you do? Do you just press your face up against that magic
he
box?
Does.
Is that what you do?
He
I
does.
Got speakers.
How
the
do you
sound
know this?
Comes to me.
All right, I want to be captain of the team. I want to be captain of the team. Hand it back over to Rob.
Here we go. Yeah. Cue the music.
I'll play Chad. No, I'm not playing Chad.
No, you're playing McKenzie again.
I'm playing McKenzie. Yes.
Very good. Do we want to do this?
Huh?
Should we do this?
Yeah, let's get... I mean, you know, if you hadn't delayed so long, we would have been playing the game already.
I know,
it would have been fun.
My explanations were horrible.
Stop dicking around.
All right, wait, just turn down the music for a second.
You guys are taking
Rob,
forever.
You almost ruined this game.
One final question.
Almost.
So the way it works is McKenzie and I, whoever buzzes in first.
Yes.
Right. And if we... Now, can we go... Eh.
No.
No.
You say your name.
You say Mike.
I say Mike and McKenzie.
No, you just say Mike.
All right, we're set to go. Then I'm ready to go. I'm ready to play the
yeah!
game. Okay, so now
I'm
we
sorry.
Can finally play.
I'm sorry it took
Ladies
so long.
And gentlemen, we're going to take a short commercial break.
Oh.
When we come back, we will play The Family Feud.
Yeah! Yeah!
More fun and thrills coming up on BYOB Friday. I did that on purpose. Goodbye.
Okay.